Brian Epstein. See, to people of a certain generation in the Beatles story, I mean, the time I came in, 63 and 64, after the muddle of the early managements, Brian Epstein's a crucial part of the story, a most engaging, amusing tyrant, and much more fun than is known, much more fun, much more light-hearted and witty and cheeky and in a way reckless. I'm not talking financially reckless, but he was always very scrupulous. Brian was a most wonderful chap, quite impossible to work for on a one-to-one basis because of his demands, but a terrifically good servant for them. And because he gave so much of himself to them, he expected people like me to give all of themselves to him, but I had a family, so I wisely got out. But in his personal views of things, he was a Labour voting pop manager, unknown people like that, capitalists like that, to vote Labour, and to mind about the poor, and to... Somehow there was something that was really right about Brian Epstein for them, and when he went, it was pretty well all over in terms of direction. And John said he knew we'd had it.